From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry, began talks on economic and regional security in Cairo. The meeting marks the first U.S.-Egyptian strategic dialogue since 2009. Mr. Kerry highlighted the importance of relations between Cairo and Washington, as well as the country's importance in the Middle East.
The importance of Egypt and the importance of the relationship can't be understated. Egypt has long played a pivotal role in the region and in world affairs. And we have great confidence, I assure you, that that's part of the foundation on which we will build the future.
Kerry also discussed the role of government, saying there needs to be trust between authorities and citizens. The talks today come at a time when Egypt is confronting growing threats from terrorists in the Sinai Peninsula. Some of these militant groups have claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group, also known as Daesh. An Egyptian court once again postponed its verdict in the retrial of the three Al Jazeera reporters charged with supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. A judge said the verdict is now scheduled to come on August 29th. It was initially expected last Thursday, but the court has repeatedly delayed the proceedings since Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bahar Mohamed, and Australian Peter Grest were arrested in December 2013. The three men were convicted more than a year ago. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution from the nation's power plants. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Individual states would be responsible for coming up with their own plans to meet the target. Mr. Obama unveiled a preliminary version of the regulations last year. They would have started 2 years earlier and had a more modest target of cutting emissions by 30%. White House officials say the new version, if implemented, would increase the amount of power in the United States that is generated by renewable energy sources to 28%. The plan is expected to face opposition as power companies and the Republican-led Congress raise questions about the cost of the reforms and effect on consumers. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the UN Health Agency's lackluster response to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa.
Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures for procurement, for staff deployment, and the management of our global resources to speed up the response to any emergency.
Flooding in Myanmar has now killed at least 27 people and affected more than 150,000. Both figures are expected to rise. President Thein Sein visited the Sagaing region in northern Myanmar Saturday, one of the four areas where he has declared a state of emergency. Weeks of heavy rains caused flooding and landslides that have hit the western part of the country hardest. Malaysia's transport minister said Sunday a wing part found last week on an island in the Indian Ocean has been verified to be from the same type of aircraft as the Malaysia Airlines plane that disappeared last year. The minister said French authorities and plane maker Boeing were among those who have confirmed that the so-called flaperon came off a 777 jet. He also said Malaysia is reaching out to territories near Reunion Island to help determine whether any other objects in the region could be part of the missing plane. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared in March 2014. The assassination of an army general is creating panic and confusion throughout Burundi. I am Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.